Thank you. because they had been busy rehearsing their church's Easter pageant. They were in the scene where Jesus entered Jerusalem, with crowds shouting, "Hosanna, and King of Kings." Now as the boy slid one checker to the opposite side of the board, he ordered his sister, "There, crown me King of Kings." There's really how many of us alive? Oh, we'd never say it out loud, but we want to wear the crown and to rule over our own world. It comes so naturally, to live like it's all about us. Even on the morning Jesus rode into the city, the very crowds waving palm branches and praising him had no real understanding of the kind of king whose arrival they were celebrating.
Thank you.
He was caught in the act again. Wrong place, wrong time, again. But this time, his crime would carry the death penalty. It should have been an ordinary execution, really, outside the walls of the city. But it wasn't. Because that day, another man being executed or crucified on the middle cross was no ordinary man. And this man, named Jesus, looked at this young, wrong place, wrong time thief next to him and said, "Today, son, you can go with me to paradise." And for the first time in that boy's life, when it mattered most, he was in the right place at the right time. You see, because of grace, it doesn't matter to him how many wrong places you've been or how many times. He welcomes whosoever will. And what happens to a life that encounters his grace is nothing short of amazing. Because he loved us. He was willing to die to save us. And all we have to do to receive this wonderful gift is ask. The first time someone tells us this story, it seems too unbelievable to be true. And even when you have been one of his followers for many years, the whole concept of grace is still hard to imagine. We don't have to die eternally because Jesus willingly, lovingly died in our place. And we can live forever because after 3 days, Jesus rose to life again.
Yeah.
a fellow minister read from 1 Corinthians 15. When the words of the 10th verse rang out, the dying man exclaimed, "By the grace of God, I am what I am. I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I wish to be. I am not what I hope to be soon. I truly say that I am not what I once was, a slave to sin and Satan." What had he done? A merchant seaman who became a hardened infidel, a man who had been the victim of violence and who had willingly used violence against others, a vicious slave trader who had sunk so low he himself had been a slave, a captain hated by his crew and known among sailors as the great blasphemer. He degraded others, and he himself sank to the depths of human degradation. Yet God found him and saved him. He was the writer of hymns that have touched people for centuries. The story of John Newton's life makes it no surprise that he wrote, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." This gift of grace that God offers every person is incomprehensible. It's beautiful and awe-inspiring. And best of all, it's free. That's where there's really only one word that can describe it.
Thank you.
complete change only God can bring to a person. Once you have truly experienced grace, you never tire of singing about how incredible it is. You want to fall in worship at the feet of Jesus and proclaim that He and He alone is worthy of honor and praise.
Last night I lay a sleeping.
got a lot of things happening in the life of our church this week. You're invited to come back for all of them. We'll be having we have our normal Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, we're having a Thursday service with Holy Communion and a Tenebrae service as well. So you're encouraged to come back and be a part of that. Friday at noon, we have Stations of the Cross here on the property. We'll be walking the property doing the readings. The Via Dolorosa, and the readings will be in here as well, so if you're not able to walk, be sure and not let that be a deterrent. All the readings will be done here in the sanctuary as well. We have an Easter egg hunt on Saturday with activities for the children. There's a lot of things going on that day as well. And then Sunday morning, we have a 7 a.m. sunrise service. Easter is a little early, so we get to sleep in a little bit longer this year because of the sunrise being about 7:20, 7:25. So you're invited to that or a regular Easter service at 10 a.m. on Sunday as well. So there's a lot going on in the life of your church. I hope that you can come and be a part of that and be blessed by the great people here serving this church and for the ministry and mission that goes on here. So we're so blessed and thankful that you've come out tonight to share this time with us. We've got a lot of new faces in the audience, and we love that. I encourage folks to bring friends and family and neighbors, so you've done that tonight, and I appreciate that as the pastor here. So Easter week is here. We're soon to celebrate a risen Christ, that loves you more than you could ever imagine. So savor that. We'll have a benediction, and I encourage you to stay in your seats as the choir will then recess. We'll have a recessional for the choir, so you will be asked to leave after the choir has recessed. We have refreshments over in the fellowship hall this evening. We're Methodists, so we always have to have a little snack after. So I encourage you to come over and enjoy some coffee and snacks and things over there. So be sure to come over and join us in the fellowship hall after the service. So receive this benediction. Holy and gracious God, as you have poured out your amazing grace upon us this evening, Father, let us remember how much you love us, how much your Son Jesus Christ was willing to do on our behalf. He did it all. He gave himself totally to redeem us, a fallen being. Father, we love you. Keep us forever faithful in our walk with you. Father, we praise you this evening. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name that I pray. Amen.